every year, you know, you're looking for improvements, and ultimately as a team, Donegal, we fell short, you know, lost to Tyrone in the Super 8. We hit well in front and then we lost the game, you know. From my own perspective now, there's still areas of the game you wouldn't be happy with, you know. I could improve certain aspects that I won't get into. Maybe now with the new rules, kick passing is an area of the game I have to improve, you know. Still shooting is an area I can work on. I scored a bit, but it was all within 20 metres, like, it was all right in front of the goal, so there was easy enough chances. But yeah, there's aspects of the game I'll be looking to improve now again for next year.
Have you always been like this? Have you always kind of said, right, okay, grand, I played well, but I need to do X, Y, and Z better?
Yeah, you know, you're always striving for perfection, but you never actually hit it, so you have to continue to look to improve. From a personal perspective, you always evaluate what areas you think you've done well, what areas you think you've done poorly. Ask the management to do it as well. You know, Declan, give me feedback on what areas he wants to improve last year and again this year, so I'll be looking to hit down targets for his perspective as well.
And Stephen Rochford has come in as well.
Yeah, it's good to have him in, you know. Up in Donegal, normally we only have Ulster coaches or coaches from Donegal, so to get somebody from a different province and Mayo brings a different style of football and a different way of looking at it, so this appointment by Declan can only be regarded as positive. And you can see how close Mayo got to Dublin twice or three times, you know, and listen, we're very, very happy to have Stephen in with us.
And regards Donegal, before we move back to the Electric Ireland Sigerson Cup, you mentioned there you lost to Tyrone in the Super 8s, but you did win Ulster, and overall it was a positive year. So you're in a good place going into 2019. Is that a fair comment?
Yeah, definitely. You know, the year before we got absolutely hammered by Tyrone and by Galway, and you know, we were in a low spot, whereas this last year we won the McKenna Cup, and then I know we got relegated in the league and we didn't want that to happen, but we won the Ulster Championship, and that's positive. Like, it's a better place to be going into 2019 now, with myself included. A lot of the younger fellas winning their first Ulster senior medal, so that's, and we're looking forward to 2019 now.
You're looking forward to the Electric Ireland Sigerson Cup campaign as well, I'm sure, with Ulster University.
Yeah, it's good now because I get to play with a lot of the boys that I played against, you know, growing up. I'm actually living with Terence O'Brien, Gareth McKinless from Derry, and Paddy Dorkin from Mayo, and then Michael McKernan from Tyrone. So, you know, there's a bit of crack that goes on in the house there, getting on to each other about where your county team's at or that there sort of thing, you know. So it's good to be able to lock horns with them type of players, and you know, and see what they can bring, and try and push now for Jordanstown to hopefully win the Sigerson for the first time in a long time.
In GAA, sometimes we have a bit of fear about, you know, showing the neighbour something or showing someone from outside the county something, but it sounds like it's actually a good thing to be playing with guys from other counties, to be living with guys from other counties who are all of a similar mindset, all of a similar age, all of kind of a, they all, you all have similar aspirations.
Yeah, that's it. You know, I remember Michael a few years ago was living with Paul Flynn and Aidan Walsh, you know, whenever he was in DCU, and he was talking about how they talked about their games and they bounced ideas off each other and learned that way. It's similar for us now, you know, down in Jordanstown. Because Tyrone play a slightly different style than Donegal, and Mayo play a different style than us and Derry as well. So it's good to be able to learn off each other, and you get to see what other players are doing and what's their strengths and that there sort of thing. And I'm sure they're looking at me and thinking, ah, he's not good at this or that there as well. So, you know, that comes with the slagging and all that there sort of thing. But yeah, it's good.
And is it hard to get used to playing with each other as opposed to against each other?
Not really. You know, you go out, you train with each other. Like, I think then when it comes to playing the county games, then is when the hits it again, you know, you're butting at your rivals. But at the minute now, it's enjoyable to play with players you wouldn't have played with before.